just in general, improving the passing game as a whole from last week. If Case has to start or not, what do you think is the biggest thing you can build on from last week?
You know, it was his first time out there, you know, in a while. I don't know when the last time Case played a game, but he did the best that he could as far as, like, being prepared and doing things the right way. We got to make more plays on the outside, you know. I take full responsibility for that. I got two penalties as well, so it's on my shoulders, you know, take responsibility for that. But any play, anytime I get to make a play for him or we get to make a play for him as a unit, we got to make it. That's all.
Devon, you guys talked so much about, you know, off-season time you have with quarterbacks, all that time to build up chemistry. When you're trying to kind of do things on the fly a little bit during the regular season, how much does that change things?
Well, there's never no excuse. You know, so you saw what we did with Sam last year. He was 2 weeks out. So we never want to make an excuse on how much time. As far as, like, preparing, and of course things won't be as crispy as they were with somebody you've been with for 6 months, but it's still throwing the ball and catching the ball. So we're just going to do the best job we can on the outside, being where we're supposed to be. And we trust him, he's going to put the ball where it's supposed to be. That's all. You know, we're not going to make it more complicated than what it is. Time is always good, but if you ain't got time, make it work.
Did you guys talk about any extra things you could do to help Case kind of get on the same page and get accustomed to the way that your timing can sync up on routes?
Not really. You know, I mean, as far as preparation, you know, being at a spot when you're supposed to be there, that's all. Like I said, we ain't going to make it more complicated than what it is. The conversation that we have is, I trust you, you trust me to be where I'm supposed to be when we're supposed to be there. That's all.
Stephon, has Michael Floyd been in all the meetings and stuff?
Yeah. Mike's been at everything that he can be. You know, I see Mike every day.
Yeah. Is he a guy that makes his presence known, or is he kind of a quiet guy?
All right. I mean, as far as, like, you know, he's out right now, but he's as helpful as he can be as far as, like, how guys play. You know, he's seen a lot of guys since he's been in the league, and things that we could do to, you know, help our games, that specific game. So Mike helps as much as he can. You know, he's still an asset in the room, I believe so.
Started the double move. Like, how long do you think it takes to become an artist in that?
I don't know, because, you know, double moves come from running the first route good. And then when you run a double move, the first route isn't supposed to be as good as your actual one. So it's a lot to it, man. Just, I don't know, man. I try not to run too many of those, though. Just run on the first one.
What do you know about Grimes? I mean, what do you see with his game? He's known as one.
He's always been. He's one of my, you know, one of the corners I know that's always been damn good in the league. Mm-hmm. Quick, smaller guy, but he plays big. You know, he's a competitor out there now. I like his game.
With Laquan Treadwell, how much does it mean to him to feel like he's got a spot in the offense, do you think, for building his confidence?
You know, I have no idea. You have to ask him, but I'm pretty sure he's happy, you know, as far as, like, being an asset, just like anybody in the room. Any way you contribute to the team, especially winning, you know, you're going to be happy. But I don't know. You got to ask him. He seems happy. He smiles. I don't know.
How you feeling after two games? I know we talked a lot about you staying healthy.
Yeah, my body feels great right now. You know, I don't want to jinx anything, knock on some wood, but I feel good right now, just trying to continue to take care of my body and keep it on a good track, you know, building as we go.
Did you watch much DeSean Jackson growing up?
Yeah, man. I feel like, how could you not? I mean, especially the area that I grew up in, metropolitan area, you know, the games that's on TV is the Eagles, you know, Dallas, Redskins, so I saw a lot of them. You know, he's definitely special. He's always been special, though. Everybody knows that.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for doing this.
You guys have